And now, back to the news.
At this time of the year, there always seem to be a lot of pests and bugs about. The Evening News has recently featured stories about spiders, hornets, giant rats and bees. If you are not queasy about creepy crawlies, or if you are queasy about creepy crawlies, you may wish to jump to the next track. But if not, here is John to start with the spiders.
Spiders will be invading homes across Norfolk over the next couple of weeks, looking for love. Spider mating season, which started in early September and will last until October, sees the creepy crawlies head indoors to find a partner and lay eggs where it's warm. The amorous arachnids will then welcome their eight-legged little ones in spring. Vanna Bartlett is an entomologist and wildlife artist based in the city, and she's also the author of Arthropedia, an illustrated alphabet of invertebrates. And despite their many eyes and furry legs, Vanna says people should learn to love their scuttling neighbours. These are invariably amorous males that wander indoors in the autumn on the lookout for a female to mate with. In our house, they'll be out of luck, as the females generally live in the shed. Vanna explains that spiders do a great deal of good by catching and eating unwanted pests. She explained, "Spiders, in turn, are an important source of food to some of our favourite garden birds, like the robin and the wren."
A Taverham pest controller believes he has found a nest full of murder hornets in a village, but some experts remain unconvinced. Pest controller Mark Bojan from Taverham found a nest of what he believes are Asian giant hornets at a house in North Tuddenham near Dereham last Friday. Mr. Bojan said he was shocked to have discovered the nest at the home of a 90-year-old woman, as he has never come across the species before despite his 17 years in the industry. The Asian giant hornet, nicknamed the murder hornet, has not been reported in the county until now and kills around 20 people a year in Japan and China due to its powerful sting. After finding the nest, Mr. Bojan contacted a specialist in King's Lynn who is now helping to confirm the identity of the hornets. Mr. Bojan said he is almost certain that they are the real deal, describing them as the spitting image of those he has seen on the TV and on the internet. Sample insects have also been sent to a specialist in London. However, the expert believes they could be European hornets. Mr. Bojan said, "European hornets are dangerous as they are, but I picked up these ones the other day and I have been doing this job for 17 years and they're the spitting image of the Asian hornet. They've got a very powerful sting. And we haven't had them recorded in Norfolk yet, but they were on the One Show last week and they've discovered around 10 or 15 nests around England. They're not as big as our hornets, but they're extremely dangerous with a red head and a red body. I've spent 10 years at Rentokil and 7 on my own, so I know when I've come across something new. I've looked online and these are the absolute spitting image. As well as being potentially fatal for humans after a large number of stings, the hornets are also bad news for British bees, as they regularly eat them."
Giant rats are invading city homes, with some even sneaking in via the toilet. And rodent experts have warned the flea-ridden rodents are bigger and braver after lockdown. Usually catching sight of a rat is a rarity, and yet city folk are spotting them in broad daylight. Rat catcher-in-chief Andrew Delbridge has even had to take on extra staff to help him wage war on the filthy vermin. The Ace pest control boss added he had seen some rats as big as cats. And increasingly, he's seeing shocked customers reporting the animals getting in up the loo. He said, "I was called out to one job in Norwich and the customer could barely speak. She was in so much shock. She'd been using the bathroom and heard a noise. She looked down and it was in the toilet bowl. And this is happening more and more frequently." He added that one couple in the city had been driven out of their home after rats took over. "Rats are getting bigger and braver," he added. They used to work around us, but now they're gaining access they wouldn't have attempted before. They're letting themselves into people's houses and businesses. The areas of the city worst hit are Prince of Wales Road and Tombland, he added. A spokeswoman for Norwich City Council said, "Try not to feed your pets outdoors, and if you do, make sure you're present when feeding them and remove any remaining food afterwards."
A 26-year-old claims she is living in constant fear and unable to sleep after tens of thousands of bees invaded her home. Tara Skyring of Woodhill Rise in Norwich has a crippling phobia of the insects, and now the constant sound of honeybees buzzing inside her walls, under her kitchen cupboards, and inside her bathroom has caused her life to become a living nightmare. And her pleas to the City Council to fix the issue have fallen on deaf ears, as the authority does not provide pest control services for bees. Now the swarm, which could number as many as 20,000 or even more, has started spreading to neighbours' homes inside the block. A spokesman for the City Council confirmed it does not provide a pest control service for bees. He advised Miss Skyring to contact a pest control service or a local beekeeper association. But Miss Skyring, who is currently not in work because of her health, is unable to afford a private pest control service and has already been visited by helpless beekeepers. The 26-year-old, who lives on her own, has been aware of the bees for 3 years, but she said the issue has become unbearable since May. The sleeping tenant is on the council's housing list and has been trying to move out of the flat because of the bees.
Now we have our second feature, and this continues the airborne theme, but moves from birds to helicopters. Neil Haverson reported on the UK's first postal helicopter service, which started in 1948. Here's David Potten with Neil's feature.